Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 234. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 234. Father, today I am your son again. Today we will anticipate the time when dreams of sin and guilt are gone, and we have reached the holy peace we never left. Merely a tiny instant has elapsed between eternity and timelessness. So brief the interval, there was no lapse in continuity, nor break in thoughts, which are forever unified as one. Nothing has ever happened to disturb the peace of God, the Father, and the Son. This we accept as wholly true today. We thank you, Father, that we cannot lose the memory of you and of your love. We recognize our safety and give thanks for all the gifts you have bestowed on us. For all the loving help we have received. For your eternal patience. And the word which you have given us that we are saved. Amen. When I contemplate the title of this lesson, Father, I am your son, today again, I look at the word again. And it reminds me of the prodigal son story. About how the son receives his inheritance and leaves and squanders it. So now he has no inheritance. He has basically the belief that his father has lost sight of him, let him slip from his heart. And the son decides to return again to the father, to be a worker, not even a son. For he knew that even as a worker, it would be safe and he would be cared for. He would return to be only a worker, as he thought he had no claim to being a son. And yet, his father runs out to greet him. Unconditional love for his son. And when the son sees this, when he feels this, as the father places a ring on his finger, the Son knows again that He is the Son, that nothing He can do or has done can change the fact that He is the Son. Father, today I am your Son again. Today. Why today? What makes it happen today? What does it look like in my life for it to be today? In gratitude, it can be today. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, I thank you that I cannot lose the memory of you and of your love. I recognize my safety. And I give thanks for all the gifts you have bestowed on me. For all the help I have received. For your eternal patience. And the word which you have given me. That I am safe. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we draw near to truth. In times of quiet and stillness. We give ourselves a foretaste of heaven. Imagine that all your dreams of sin and guilt are gone. Imagine all fear has ended, all conflicts gone. Imagine there is nothing that will ever again disturb your perfect rest, never again. Thank you for joining with me in deeply knowing today we are God's Son. Namaste.